there is no question that the majority of voters in America and here in Michigan support voter ID, reject ballot harvesting, don't want mass mail-in ballots, you know, sent to everybody. That's just the truth of the matter is, you know, the Democrats are trying to tell you that federalizing elections is popular. It is not. It is not. Christopher Arps, the president of Americans for Citizen Voting, joining me. Christopher, good to have you.
Steve, great to be back on the show.
Great to have you back. Let's talk about some of those numbers of new polling. Where do Michigan voters come down when it comes to the things I just outlined?
Well, I tell you, when it comes to the Secure Michigan Vote Initiative, and in particular voter identification, they are overwhelmingly in favor of this. We did a poll recently there in Michigan, and it found that 76% of Michiganders support having to show an ID at the polls when you go to vote. But even more surprising was that 79% of African Americans support providing a voter ID when you go to vote. And I think that is a trend that we're seeing all around the country.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they? I mean, you have to show ID for everything. I mean, voting is not hard. Getting an ID is not difficult. In every state in the union, every single one, including Michigan, if you, for some reason, cannot figure out how to get yourself a picture ID, a government-issued ID, they will come help you get it at no charge. They'll pick you up. They'll take you to where you need to be. They'll get it done because that's the law, won't they?
And, Steve, I tell you, everywhere that voter ID has been instituted, voter black participation has actually gone up. So that canard is just not selling anymore. And I think with the pandemic that we've had has heightened that realization that you need an ID. Because if you want to get a COVID test or you want to get a COVID shot, guess what you'll need? A photo ID.
That's right. You can't get a vaccination without photo ID. I know because I've had to do it. You have to give them your driver's license or whatever you have. That's the law, right? I mean, there it is, Christopher. So,
exactly.
And I'm not surprised in black communities or Hispanic communities, they smell a rat. I'm not surprised they have high, you know, percentages demanding ID. I think it's a good idea. What about ballot harvesting? What about mass mail-in ballots? I think that those are also ideas being rejected across the board.
I do. And, you know, that's what the Democrats are attempting to pass this week, the total federal takeover of our elections, where we would see ballot harvesting. We would see voter ID not being instituted. We would see just blatant electioneering at the polls. That's not what Americans want. And that's why this legislation is going to be rejected, not only by Republicans, but by moderate senators in the Democratic Party. And, you know, Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema. Are the two Democrats right now that are supposedly holding up the filibuster. But I think you have Mark Kelly there in Arizona, who's up for re-election, and you have John Tester in Montana. I don't think they're on board for this federal takeover of our elections either.
No, Tester would get tossed out. Kelly would lose. He might lose anyway, but he would lose for sure if he goes along with this, because people in Arizona and Montana, these are right-of-center states. Montana, very right of center, and exactly. Arizona, a lot more right of center than they realize. So it's being rejected around the country, and yet what I see is a desperation on behalf of Democrats. They realize, looking at the new Gallup polling, that there's been a 14-point flip. More people identify as Republicans by 47% to 42% than Democrat. First time in 25 years the Republicans have had any advantage in that polling. They know they're in real trouble come November.
Yeah, they are in real trouble. You look at what's happening in our country right now. We have 7% inflation, which is the highest it's been in 40 years. You look at gasoline prices. You look at our stores. Our store shelves are empty. Americans are not happy right now, and they know that the Democrats have complete control of the government, and there's no one but to blame but them.
So what do you think is going to happen with the voting, this, and I use this phrase, the voting rights bill, which is not a voting rights bill. It's a bill to federalize elections. If it were to be passed, it would create a constitutional crisis unlike this country has ever seen, because the Constitution is clear. States are in charge of their elections, not Washington. I mean, but they don't care to the Democrats.
No, they don't care. And the Democrats know that these bills are going nowhere. And they've even said it themselves. that what they want to have is show votes to be able to show that for in the election year this year that Republicans are racist and they don't want voting rights. And I think they want to try to put pressure on Sinema and Manchin to have them on record voting no against this so that hopefully someone will primary them in the coming years and take them out. But this is all politics right now, not governing.
Yeah, it's not governing. It's gamesmanship, isn't it? It's just gamesmanship. I guess we'll see what happens, Christopher. Christopher Arps, president of Americans for Citizen Voting. Christopher, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just want the voters there in Michigan to put pressure on your state legislators and let them know that you want some of these things that are in the Secure Michigan Vote Initiative. You know, we should have voter ID. You should have a voter ID when you talk about mail-in ballots. You should be able to just mail in and request only your ballot. You shouldn't have ballots just mailed out to everyone. And more importantly, probably, or most important, is no Zuckerbucks. We saw in 2020 how Zuckerberg poured billions of dollars into these local elections, which I think changed the outcome in some of these elections.
I think there's no question about it. Christopher, I got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate your time and input, as always, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
They have it, Christopher Arps from Americans for Citizen Voting. People want secure, honest elections, that's for sure. They do. And if you have a company in Michigan and you're trying to figure out how you continue to make it through the pandemic, hopefully it's fading. Omicron acting as a natural vaccine, and in many regards, people say, but it's still tough to get through. If you need advice, you need information, you need experience, it's the Michigan Chamber of Commerce you're looking for. Every company I've ever owned in Michigan has been a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more at michamber.com. michamber.com. It's my chamber, michamber.com. If you're not a member and you're a business owner, you certainly should be a member. Again, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce can be found at michamber.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.